Hello and welcome to the Restore the Republic, Republic Magazine National Emergency Webinar. We have a very urgent matter at hand that needs immediate and direct attention. We hope that you received the emails today. We didn't mean to startle everybody with the subject line, but this is a serious and pressing matter concerning the morphing of Real ID into the PASS Act. As many of you know, the Real ID was passed in 2005, and it created a national identification system run from the Department of Homeland Security. Now we have the with the success of Aaron Russo's film, with the success of activism, and people all across the country raising awareness for this issue, the Real ID Act was suppressed for a period of time. But as we all know, these people do not sleep. They do not rest. No matter how hard we try, they continue to push their agenda. If we put down one bill, they'll bring up another one. You know, and that was very clearly evident in the bailout, as we all know. So the bill that is now rearing its ugly head in committee and is being pressured by Janet Napolitano to the Senate Department of Homeland Security Committee is the PASS Act, and we need to step up to the plate, all hands on deck. This is a national emergency. This is a threat to our national emergency, our national security. The PASS Act S-1261 will reinstate a lot of the Real ID provisions. It's just another method that they're using to enslave us. So we have received word from Mark Lerner. Mark Lerner is a member of the Stop Real ID Coalition. He contacted me yesterday, brought this to my attention, and we put out the red flags and sound of the alarm. And now we have Mark Lerner on the line to give us the update and the full facts of this matter. And I'm going to ask that if you have a question for Mark concerning this, go ahead and go to republicmagazine.com/webinar. There is a text box there where you can insert your question. Also, if you are calling in, if you're using the call-in line, you can hit *2 to raise your hand. All right, and we're going to try and get to as many questions as possible. I know Mark is on the road, so we do not want to take all of his time, but we have to raise awareness for this issue. You got the YouTube video in your mailbox today. Forward that to every single person you know. Tomorrow is the 4th of July, okay? Tomorrow is the day we mark our independence, and it is so important that we don't just sit around and roast hot dogs with our friends and family or do whatever. We need to remember the spirit of resistance, the spirit of revolution, and we have to fight against this PASS Act. So please forward that YouTube video to every single person you know, post it on every single blog and forum, and just make it the most viral video on the web right now. So I'm going to get Mark Lerner. Mark, you there?
Yes, I am, Gary.
All right, Mark, give us the update. What's going on with this thing?
All right, here's what's going on. The Real ID Act, either through law or resolution, has been opposed by 24 states. So what the Department of Homeland Security, headed by Secretary Napolitano, has done, has gotten together with Senator Akaka and Senator Lieberman, as well as the National Governors Association, and they've redressed the Real ID Act. The wolf dressed in sheep's clothing is now called the PASS Act, Senate Bill 1261. Senate Bill 1261. Now, what the PASS Act does is it repeals certain provisions of the Real ID Act. The Real ID Act itself still remains as federal law. What the PASS Act does is it addresses the issue of what information needs to be on the driver's license, what types of documents, breeder documents you need in order to obtain a driver's license. It is just as egregious as the parts of the Real ID Act that is replacing. The biggest difference is the PASS Act will not cost states as much money. So what Napolitano and Lieberman and Akaka are trying to do is slip this bill through before any everybody has a chance to understand exactly what the legislation does. I have been on the phone for the last week with people at the American Center for Law and Justice, the ACLJ, and their counterpart on the left, the ACLU, EPIC, and other organizations. They are opposed to the PASS Act just as they are to the Real ID Act. But because there are large organizations, they have not had the time to put out the bulletins, the alerts about the PASS Act yet. And unfortunately, this legislation is going to be heard in the next week. So we need all your listeners, all your viewers, everyone, to call the senators on the committee. It's the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. We have it on our website. If people will go to www.stoprealidcoalition.com, we list each of the senators, their phone numbers. We need your audience to call those senators. We have a little script that takes about 1 minute to read, stating that you're opposed to Real ID, you're opposed to the PASS Act, you're opposed to biometrics, and you're opposed to RFID technology. The PASS Act will allow RFID chips in state driver's licenses. We must stop this act, and we can do it now before it gets out of committee. Once it gets out of committee and on the floor of the Senate and over to the House, it's going to be almost impossible to stop. So we have to have action now.
Mark, what are the specific similarities between the two bills?
Well, they both call for a digital facial image that will meet the standards of the ICAO. The ICAO is the International Civil Aviation Organization, which is an agency of the United Nations. Now, because that digital facial image, your photo on your driver's license, will meet that standard, what that means is your photograph is facial recognition compatible. What that means is if a CCTV camera, a surveillance camera, was pointed at you, captured an image of your face, going through DMV databases, which are all linked through AmvaNet, you would be able to be identified. This would greatly inhibit people. It would certainly intimidate people from coming out and participating in things like tea parties and other public events if people feel that they are going to be identified through CCTV and facial recognition. And that's exactly the main purpose of the PASS Act and the Real ID Act. It's to enroll all Americans into a global biometric identification system.
Now, Mark, I'm getting reports already. My mailbox is flooded with replies from our emails today. People are already asking me, where can we go to push or vote against this act? And you need, folks, you need to go to his website, that's StopRealIDCoalition.com, for the full facts. All the information is right there at your fingertips. Also, I'm getting reports in that all of the committee members' email boxes are full. Early on, I could tell through the course of the emails, the early email replies, people were actually getting responses at the Senate offices. They were actually getting people picking up the phone, saying, "Oh, if you're not a constituent, you know, we don't need to talk to you." But they were, saying, "Hey, your senator sits on this committee, so it does impact my life, his decisions." So, folks, realize something else. I got a message that came in just a few minutes ago through my text messenger on my cell phone. Someone had told me that Senate offices are closed today. Now, that may or may not be true because there are still people answering phones, but the mailboxes are starting to fill up. Voicemail boxes are full. Now, that doesn't mean we need to stop. When it comes on Monday, we need to continue this push. Okay? When it comes Tuesday, we need to continue this push. It does not stop today. We put out this emergency action alert because it's crucial to know right now. The that message is going to be just as relevant on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and throughout, until this thing is killed. So that's why you need to forward that YouTube video to every single person you know, forward the links that are related to this PASS Act, Stop Real ID Coalition, to all of your friends and family, okay? Mark, when is it, what's the deal next week? What is the time pressure for next week?
Well, Secretary Napolitano is on record as saying she wants the bill heard in committee next week. Now, excuse me, we do not know the exact day that it will be brought up in committee. We are suspecting that it'll be Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday, more towards the end of the week, because it's not on the calendar yet. So the good news is we have till probably the middle of next week for the people to continue to make those phone calls. And we need people to do more than just make the phone calls. We need people to get in touch with everybody that's on their individual contact list. Let them know what's going on. If people belong to different organizations, contact those organizations, get with the leadership in those organizations, and make sure that they send out the video and the link to our website to the members. It's not enough for each person just to call the senators themselves. Spread this out to everybody you know, people you work with, people that are your neighbors, people that are relatives, people that you visit with in church, every organization you belong to. We have got to hit this as hard as we've ever hit anything, because this is the creation of a police state being fulfilled.
Mark, you brought up an excellent message there, and that is to reach out to every single organization nationally, whether it's Campaign for Liberty, whether it's the We the People Foundation, whether it's, I mean, there's so many national organizations that need to be made aware of this matter, okay? If you're a member of any organization, you need to start to email your leadership there and inform them of these issues. Okay, we have, like Mark said, sometime through next week. We did not have that luxury during Real ID. They went ahead and passed that thing. They piggybacked it on a war appropriations bill, 100% vote. You know, no negative votes. It just passed like a thief in the night, so they say. And we had to work for months and months and months and months, all the way drilled down to the state level. We had to build state opposition to this thing just so that we could kill the Real ID. Well, we have a very, very unique opportunity at this point to catch it before we have to do all that work in the future. And it's not going to be that easy. If this thing goes through, we're not going to have that kind of luxury again. It's not going to happen. We're talking about reactivating all the state legislatures nationwide once again. So that's a lot of work. If you want to do it, fine. Don't take any action. But you need to reach out to all of your leadership. Another thing you can do, contact every single radio host that you know. Okay? An excellent thing to do, Monday morning, today, whatever. Whenever they have open call-in lines, whether it's Alex Jones, Rush Limbaugh, you know, Sean Hannity, whoever these people are that you listen to in the car, when they call out that telephone number, boom, you get on your cell phone and you call them and you say, we need to shut down the PASS Act S-1261. I will not have my biometric data logged in an international registry. This is an abomination to the United States. This is an abomination of freedom, and we need to kill this thing before it kills us. Mark?
I couldn't agree with you more, Gary. I can tell you, in my discussions this past week with leadership at the ACLU, at ACLJ, with EPIC and other organizations, they never anticipated this bill was going to be introduced as quickly as it was. They are just in the beginning stages of putting out their position papers on the PASS Act. They're all opposing it. But by the time they get their position papers out and get information on their websites, this bill will already have gone through committee. That's why it's important. We do not count on national organizations alone. The responsibility, the ability, is in the hands of individual citizens to stop this egregious legislation.
Okay, folks, I want you to, if you got a question for me, you got a question for Mark, concerning just this bill alone. We're not taking any questions on any other topics. We're not talking about anything else but the Real ID, the PASS Act, S1261 today. Okay, so if you have a question and you're on the line, on the telephone, hit star 2. Go ahead, raise your hand. Give us a short, quick question so Mark can address it. If you have a question you'd like to type to us, go to republicmagazine.com/webinar. That's republicmagazine.com/webinar. You will see a text box there. I'm noticing here that Fred in Fort Meade, Florida, has just asked, why are the governors not speaking out against this? And, Fred, I'm going to tell you, the governors are not speaking out against this because it hasn't hit them yet. The Real ID did hit them. Okay, they had to respond to that, but the PASS Act has not come to their doorstep yet, so that's why they are not responding.
Not only that, Gary.
Yeah.
Not only that, you're absolutely right. But many of the governors are making deals under the table that will allow for their states to get additional money from the government by way of grant money. So governors are selling out the Constitution. The Constitution is for sale if you agree with the PASS Act. That's why it's important. You not just contact the senators in Washington, contact your local state lawmakers, your state representatives, your state senators, your governors. Let everyone know you are opposed to this legislation. You are opposed to the Real ID Act. You do not want the federal government intervening in the issuance of a state driver's license.
Yeah, the Constitution is for sale. You know, if you've got the money, they'll sell it out. And that's absolute, in my opinion, that's high treason. That's high treason to the people of the United States, and we're not going to stand for it. That's why this call is being taking place today. Oh my God, there's so many people on the line, and there's so many questions. I mean, I'm looking at hundreds of people on the webcast. We've got dozens and dozens of people on the telephone line. Let's see here. Okay, another question from Jay Schultz in, looks like Eustis, is asking, what are the chances, if any, for this bill to be squashed by the U.S. Supreme Court? Well, I'll tell you that I don't want to see if you have to go through the Supreme Court. Supreme Court's bought and paid for, too. Mark, what are your comments?
Well, number one, in order for something to get to the Supreme Court, most of the time, it has to go through the Federal District Court, then the Circuit Court of Appeals. By the time all that plays out, you will already be enrolled when you apply for your driver's license in this global biometric identification system. We don't have the time to wait for this to play out through the courts.
Yeah, this is an emergency, folks. Please do your duty to this country, okay? You need to forward the links. You need to wake up your friends and family. You need to contact your legislative offices. You need to contact the heads of organizations. You need to contact the newspapers. I mean, this is a full scale red alert on our freedoms today. This is not a joke. I'm not over-dramatizing anything. This is a serious, serious matter, okay? Our children, our grandchildren are going to grow up in a nation that requires you to retinal scan before you check out a library book. That's where we're going here, okay? And I will not surrender my freedoms.
Well, Gary, I can tell you, I was in 24 states last year. I testified before many state legislatures. I met with committee people in Washington, chiefs of staff, staff directors, councils. I can tell you, when people are informed and they are educated just what the Real ID Act and now this PASS Act mean to them, they are overwhelmingly opposed to it. This is how we got 24 states opposed to Real ID. This was a very difficult process regarding Real ID, as you said earlier. We have an opportunity now to stop the PASS Act before it ever gets out of committee. unless you want to be enrolled into a global biometric identification system, unless you want RFID, radio frequency identification chips, in your driver's licenses, you need to call these senators that are listed on our website and follow up by contacting everybody you know, and then get in touch with your state senators, representatives, and governors. This is where the line is being drawn with the Department of Homeland Security. If they get the control they are asking for in the PASS Act, our First, Fourth, and Tenth Amendments will mean little, if not anything, going forward. Now, I do want to let your listeners know, I've been working with a major media outlet. I can't name it because I've been asked not to, and the reason is, this major media outlet and I did a 9-hour in-person interview. I turned over hundreds of documents to the outlet, the journalists. They are going to start running the series this month based on the information I turned over to them. There will be one article after another that appears. Now, I can tell you, mainstream America is going to be alerted to the threats that we are confronted with. But right now, that's one of the reasons they're pushing this PASS Act through so quickly. They do not want to give time for the opposition to gain force. So people, it's in your hands now. And I have always said to people, the most foremost or deep foremost responsibility of all citizens is to ensure the freedom, the liberty, the rights we inherited that were sacrificed so mightily for by future generations, we have to ensure that we pass those, or by past generations, we have to ensure we pass those rights, liberty, and freedom on to future generations, our children, our grandchildren. And now is the time to fulfill that responsibility. People must call and state their objection to the PASS Act, Real ID, biometrics, RFID, and so on. We have the script on our website. It only takes 1 minute to read. 16 phone calls, 16 minutes for a lifetime of freedom.
Well said, Mark. I've got two questions coming in here. One is on the line here from Massachusetts, another one from Tennessee. But before we get to your call, I want to just bring this up real quick. There was a question in here. Let me try and track it down one more time. Let's see. Someone asked, is this another example of a pushing through of a bill during a holiday?
That's exactly what it is. The bill was just introduced abruptly a little over a week ago by Senator Akaka. They knew the 4th of July holiday weekend was coming up, so they did not anticipate that people would be able to mobilize opposition quickly enough to mount an attack against this PASS Act. And one other point, just like Real ID, the PASS Act does not require what is called a negotiated rulemaking process. In other words, DHS does not have to solicit and have other people sit at the table about the rulemaking process, the specifics of the PASS Act. DHS has a non-negotiated rulemaking process under the PASS Act. We cannot give that kind of authority to the Department of Homeland Security.
Let's see, Mark, let's jump over to, we've got the Massachusetts caller, then we've got the Tennessee caller. Please remember, callers, that if you want to ask a question of Mark or myself only related to this bill and the actions around it, hit star 2, raise your hand, keep your question short and quick and to the point so that we can move on and get everybody's question answered. So, Massachusetts, your line is open.
Hi, Mark, Gary, this is Tracy. Can you hear me?
Hi, Tracy.
Hi. I spent the last hour sending this information around to my people that I know online. And one friend she's got a very large list and could really spread the word, she sent me back a link. Hi, Tracy, you might want to read this from Snopes, and it's a link about Real ID and debunking it. And I don't believe it, of course, and that's not my point, but I wanted to say what to send, what would you suggest if you get that kind of a response from someone? I went and I found govtrack.us Congress, blah, 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 that has the actual text of the act written there, and I sent that back to her real quick. But is there anything else you would suggest? Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's an excellent question, Tracy, because people that aren't educated on the Real ID Act, and believe me, it's not just citizens, but lawmakers as well. A lot of people perceive this as being good legislation, both Real ID and the PASS Act. If you go to our website, Tracy, www.StopRealIDCoalition.com, that's one word, StopRealIDCoalition.com, you will see all the information you need that very clearly articulates why people should be opposed to the Real ID Act. In each state that I have testified, and in Washington, the points that I have made and our organization has made, those points have never been refuted. They've never been denied. You have two international organizations that set the standards under Real ID and the PASS Act for state driver's licenses. These are two international organizations that no, our federal government, no state has any jurisdiction over. Your information that you provide to your local Department of Motor Vehicles, you have an expectation that information is only going to be used to, in order for you to acquire a driver's license. In fact, that information through AmbaNet and NLETS, which is National Law Enforcement Telecommunications System, is available to all federal agencies and departments that deal with law enforcement and international law enforcement, such as Interpol. Americans do not realize that information in their state DMV database is not staying there. It is being shared globally, and it's being able to be done so because the standards are international standards for the photograph and the driver's license itself.
Okay, great. Thanks, Mark. I found your website, and I actually sent this link to her, too, in the original message, and she apparently just immediately went to Snopes to try to debunk it, thinking, you know, to make it easy on herself, maybe.
Well, but, you know what, Tracy? If you'd like, give her my personal email address, stoprealid@aol.com.
Okay.
And tell her to contact me, and I'll be more than happy to have a very civil discussion with her, and I will debunk the Real ID Act and the PASS Act. And as I point her to different points on her website, she will become educated on the issue, and I can assure you she will oppose it as well.
Thank you. I'll do that.
Tracy, thank you so much for that question. Great question, too, because there's a lot of people out there trying to debunk these topics. They think that Snopes is the ultimate authority, and, you know, what, just because you see something on a website that was an opposing, you know, viewpoint, doesn't mean they have all the facts, okay? Doesn't mean that they, you know, how do we know that they're not being, you know, infiltrated and compensated for drafting up these debunking type articles? So, you know, it comes down to personal freedom. Okay, it comes down to the freedom to travel, the freedom to move, and the freedom not be tracked in this country. Okay, that's the website is StopRealIDCoalition.com. StopRealIDCoalition.com. Yes.
One thing that separates our organization, which includes state lawmakers, national organizations, and private citizens, we do not let anything go out that we do not document. If we make a statement about you are being enrolled into a global biometric identification system, we provide you with the documentation. You can go to page 68 of the Notice of Proposed Rulemaking, footnote 17. It'll refer you to an ICAO document. We provide you all the documents, so no matter what anybody would say to you to try and debunk what we're saying, you have the actual documents in front of you as well as the commentary.
Mark, we've got Tennessee on the line. Tennessee, I'm going to get to you in just a second, but I just got past this note here. Section 242 of the bill states that other requirements are that to meet requirements of the section, a state shall adopt the following practices in the issuance of a driver's license and identification card. Now, let's note the first part of that. The states shall adopt. Okay, the federal government is dictating to the states, which they do not have the authority to do. States shall adopt. Remember that. That's a key point there. Okay, the following practices. They must employ technology to capture digital images of identity source documents so that images can be retained in electronic storage in a transferable format for at least as long as the applicable driver's license or identification card is valid. They must also retain paper copies of source documents for at least as long as the applicable driver's license or identification card is valid. And subject, each person who submits an application for a driver's license or identification card to mandatory facial image capturing. Okay, that's facial image capturing. That means biometric capturing of the data. Mark, any comments?
Yes, and this is really, you just hit on the key of what the federal government wants. About 2 years ago, the FBI announced they wanted to create the world's largest biometric database. The reason biometrics are so important, especially facial recognition, to the federal government and to international agencies, facial recognition technology is called non-invasive. What that means is it can be used without your knowledge. If you provide your fingerprints, you either put your fingerprint on a digital scanner or you put it in ink and then, you know, rub the ink over a piece of paper. That requires that you would know that you're doing that. With facial recognition, your facial image can be captured in a public setting, and you would never know it. And that's why the ICAO, International Civil Aviation Organization, an agency of the UN, calls facial recognition the biometric of choice. It can be used without people's knowledge.
Yeah, the non-invasive aspect of that means that you don't know. You don't know that you are being, that all of a sudden your face is being tracked through a video lens and being compared to millions of other faces and put up against some list somewhere that you never even knew existed, okay?
Well, Gary,
go ahead.
One thing we haven't covered, as I have met with state lawmakers and lawmakers in Washington, they always look at this as some kind of Orwellian experience, something that could happen down the road. Many of them, most, are not aware this technology, CCTV and facial recognition being used simultaneously in real time, is not Orwellian. It's not new. The people who attended the Super Bowl in 2001 at Raymond James Stadium, they did not know. Their facial images were being scanned as they entered the stadium, and those scanned images were being compared to a wants and warrants database controlled by local law enforcement. Again in Ybor City the next year. We've had it in Virginia Beach. This is not something that could happen in the future. These technologies have been used in the past and are still being used in real time. And people, it is the PASS Act and the Real ID Act that will enroll you into this global biometric identification system.
Mark, let's jump over to Tennessee, who has been patiently waiting. Tennessee, you are on the line.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
We got you loud and clear. Go ahead with your question.
Okay. I sent you guys a couple of emails also, you know, via the website on about this call. And my question basically is, would you look at those two, their recommendations on tools for people to be able to do outreach to their senators, especially the ones on that committee, on the PASS Act committee? And I'll leave it to you to research it so you don't see it's bogus. I have a site that started out as my online Rolodex, and I have group keys in there, and I've entered group key S12. What is the number?
61.
Whatever it is.
Is there a website, sir, that you'd like us to take a look at quickly?
Yeah, it's unfortunately doesn't sound political. It started out as my online Rolodex, and it's called bizcardclub.com. It's BIZCARD club.com, and there's not commercial. There's a little right on the very front page.
Do us a favor.
How about you
do this? Since you have the expertise and you have the quote-unquote Rolodex mechanism, can you put out the links that Gary has made available to the video and to our website through your communication system?
Oh, sure.
Okay, because
I do it regularly. I've got 6,000 or 8,000 politically active people.
See, that's what you can do, and when you do that, you're not just empowered yourself, you're empowering other people.
Exactly. That's why I called.
Yeah, and absolutely, you're to be commended for doing what you're doing. You're a true patriot. Please get this out with your system, and we'll certainly take a look at what you sent.
Yeah, go take a look. All you got to do is put in the group key S1261, and it'll pull up your 16 senators' contact information with the phone numbers, and I hope to improve that. I'm going to add their local phone number as well, you know, where they from their home state to show up so people can.
All right,
you know,
I'm looking at it right now. I can see it here. Interesting format. All right, well, thank you for calling in with your question and comment, Tennessee. We're going to jump on to, looks like we got Illinois on the line right now. Illinois, and we're opening up your line. There you are.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead. Question or comment.
Okay. Yeah, my name is Marshall Swing in southern Illinois near St. Louis. I'm former chairman of the Republican Party here. I've got a couple of suggestions, and I don't see it on the StopRealIDCoalition.com website. There's several bullet points. What would be very helpful is if you actually took some of the language of the bill and put it under these bullet points. So if people write a letter to the editor, then they can say what the PASS Act does or does not do, and they can also quote the language of the PASS Act,
Marshall?
The Real ID Act.
Marshall?
Yes.
Is it Marshall from Illinois?
Yes.
Yeah. Marshall, if you go below the most recent update on our website, which is, of course, about the PASS Act, you will see Gary's video underneath the senators' names. Right below that, the previous update, you can see where it says Real ID not being repealed if 1261 passes.
Uh-huh.
Underneath that, you'll see Senate Bill 1261. You can click on it right there and bring up the bill.
Yeah, what I am saying is that
issues.
Yeah, you're misunderstanding what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
On the bullet points above, under our freedom and our rights are not for sale, under that section you've got bullet points. One says the PASS Act does not repeal the Real ID Act. It does repeal provisions of the Real ID Act, and those provisions that are included in Title II of the Real ID Act 2005, blah, blah, blah. And then it says it contains egregious aspects, so and so on. If you were to put on your website under each one of those bullet points just a sentence or something of what the real language is, then that would make really clear in people writing letters to the editor, you know, what the language is and how this is a violation of personal liberty.
That's excellent point. I've got about 3 or 4 radio interviews to do this afternoon and this evening. But between tonight and tomorrow, I am going to get started on that. I think that's an excellent point. We will have that done this weekend.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Now, my question is, I get these things all the time from Restore the Republic, but my question is this. Regarding, you mentioned scanning of faces at the Super Bowl.
Right.
What is... actually, aside from looking for felons or terrorists or whatever, what is your position on what is so bad with that?
Well, I'll tell you what's bad. There are two types of control. One is called direct control. Direct control is where a law is passed that prohibits you from doing something. For instance, under the Real ID Act, you would be prohibited from boarding an aircraft unless you had the requisite documentation, a Real ID compliant ID card, driver's license, or an acceptable alternative document. Okay, in other words, that's direct control. If you don't have what they tell you you must have, you can't do something. The other type of control is indirect control. Now, indirect control happens when people are intimidated from exercising their rights. There are a lot of people in this country right now, and I've been in many states, that are very frustrated, not just about the economy, but a whole host of issues, healthcare, the wars, etc. People are getting to the point when they go out to exercise their right to assemble, to dissent, they don't care if the people next to them are Democrats, Republicans, or independents. More and more, mainstream America is being frustrated. But if they feel that they are going to have their facial images scanned and they're going to be identified, that inhibits them greatly. Most people are worried that, well, what happens if I apply for a small business loan or some kind of grant money? Or am I going to be audited by the IRS if I've been identified? So this form of indirect control through intimidation is just as threatening as direct control.
Okay, let me interrupt
that
just
is
a second.
So bad
are you saying that all facial recognition scanning is bad? Yes or no?
Yes. In real time. In real time. I want to add that caveat.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that very good question, Marshall from Illinois. And if anyone else has a question, go ahead and give us a ring on that line that's on republicmagazine.com/webinar. There is a telephone number at the top of that page. There's a PIN code at the top of that page. Jump on that page and call us. Hit star 2, and we will get your question in the queue for asking. We've got some other questions here, so many on the line here from the web that are coming in. Let's just jump to the most recent one. Is there a house companion bill? That's a great question. That comes from
not
Bruce
as
in Clearwater.
Not as of yet.
Okay. Well, that is somewhat refreshing. Looks like we got another caller from California right now. California, we're going to open up the line. Keep your question quick, short, to the point, so we can get as many people in as possible. Here we go, California. You're live.
Hello?
You're live. California.
Hello, California.
Name and city.
I'm calling from California.
City,
hello, can you hear me? Oh, okay. I didn't put California down. I said Sausalito. But anyway, Bonnie. And I also submitted the questions on the website, so you can ignore it now. But I wonder, do you have a good response to the fool who presents to you when you start mentioning this, how what it's doing to your freedom? Well, I don't care. I don't have anything to hide. I don't care who has my information.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for the great question.
As a matter of fact, yeah. This is not an unusual response. Some people will say, I have nothing to hide. If you've done nothing wrong, why should you care? The reason goes back to exactly what I said is the foremost responsibility of all citizens. Many generations have sacrificed mightily for us to have the rights, liberty, and freedom we have today. The rights, liberty, and freedom that are well articulated in our Constitution. The Bill of Rights. It is our responsibility, not whether we have anything to hide or not, to ensure that we pass those rights, liberty, and freedom on to future generations, because those generations cannot yet speak for themselves. So no single individual has a right to say, they don't have to act. They have a right not to act. But to say, I've done nothing wrong, therefore I don't care, that is not fulfilling their responsibility as a citizen, their foremost responsibility, Bonnie.
Mark, I've got another question, and thanks, Bonnie, for that question. Excellent question. It's a very common response we get from a lot of people. So thanks for bringing that up. We got a question here from Jan in, it looks like, Rexburg, Idaho. And I want to kind of rephrase a little bit. She's asking, how will the PASS Act affect our ability to buy, sell, or trade?
Very easily. As we all know, if you want to open up a bank account or you want to cash checks, whatever, you're required to show a driver's license. The Department of Homeland Security, what they're doing is turning a driver's license into a one-shoe-fits-all-sizes document. Not only is the driver's license used just to be able to drive, it's used for financial transactions, and now the Department of Homeland Security wants your driver's license to be able to use to cross borders. If you want to go to Mexico and Canada, you use an enhanced driver's license. There are even pilot programs already in existence throughout the country where instead of using cash, a credit card, or a debit card, you simply provide your driver's license. It is swiped, and an independent company debits the money out of your bank account.
I've got a question here. It looks like it's from the great Charles Goyette. I believe that's who's sent in a message here. Charles Goyette is America's most independent talk show host. His question is, assuming S-1261 makes it out of committee, is there a chance that it could be embedded and disguised in another bill similar to the fate of the passing of Real ID?
Absolutely. It absolutely could be, is the simple answer to that question. You never know. For instance, the Real ID Act, which started as House Bill 418, introduced by Congressman Sensenbrenner of Wisconsin, that bill ended up being attached, as you stated earlier, to a military spending bill and a tsunami relief bill. So it's not uncommon for different pieces of legislation to be packaged. And typically what the government will do is they will take a piece of legislation that they know the public, the states may not be in favor of, and they will attach that legislation to what is called must-pass legislation. For instance, in the case of Real ID, everybody was in favor of helping people that were harmed by the tsunami in 2004. So nobody was going to vote against the tsunami relief or the military spending package. So they attached Real ID to those pieces of legislation because they knew nobody would oppose those pieces of legislation, and Real ID would get passed on their coattails. The same thing could easily happen with the PASS Act. But if we can stop the PASS Act before it gets out of committee, then it won't be attached to anything else.
Mark, I just want to give you an update personally that I did put out the word to Jesse Benton, Campaign for Liberty, Ron Paul media advisor, related to this urgent action alert, and told them we need them to jump on board with this. And I just got the message back from that they will be looking into it. So that is a good sign. I'm sure they will.
Yeah.
Once they start looking, they're going to discover what's out there. We've got another question here, and let me just remind everyone out there, if you're a member of Campaign for Liberty, if you're a member of the We the People Foundation, if you're a member of any other national organization, Patriot-related or otherwise, family organization, send messages to your leadership. Tell them we need to stop the PASS Act. We also need you to get on the phones, call the Senate offices today, call them on Monday, call them on Tuesday. We need to shut this thing down. Also, call all of your radio hosts, your favorite radio hosts. You know they're broadcasting today. You know that they're whooping up about Independence Day. Tell them to put their freedom where their mouth is, and tell them to support the shutting down of the PASS Act, okay? Whether it's Alex Jones, whether it's whether it's Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, you know, any of these radio hosts that are out there, the national scale, large radio networks, even Patriot radio networks, get on them and tell them we need to shut this thing down. Let's see, Mark, we've got about 9 minutes left in this conference line, a webinar emergency alert, and I want to get a couple more questions in. If there are any other questions on the from callers, go ahead, hit star 2. We will get to you right away. If you have questions through the web, go to republicmagazine.com/webinar. That's republicmagazine.com/webinar. Also, Mark, your website is StopRealIDCoalition.com. That's StopRealIDCoalition.com. The emergency alert video is on that website now. Thank you for posting it. And all the details that you need to know about this action are there. So use the resources we have made available to raise awareness for this issue. Let's jump over to here. We've got, can people bring charges of treasonable actions against any and all who vote for this pass? Well, Doug, you know, that's a much more deeper question. We'll have to address that at a later date. David in Houston is asking, if it goes through, can we refuse to accept it? And if so, what do you think might be the retaliation? I'm in Texas, and I know we are in an anti-real ID state. Can we push for our state government to say no at the state level?
Well, in Texas, you have a group down there called 511. It's run by a young lady named Sheila Dean. I can tell you this. Right now, Texas, in fact, is not an anti-real ID state. But here's the situation. Because Real ID and the PASS Act will mandate that you have this driver's license, a compliant driver's license, to meet with these laws, there are going to be things that you want to be able to do that you may not be able to do without a compliant driver's license. Now, one thing they did change with the PASS Act is with the Real ID Act, you couldn't board a plane or enter a federal building without a Real ID compliant license or a acceptable alternative like e-passport. Now, you cannot be stopped from boarding a plane, but you will go through additional security measures, checks, if you don't have a compliant driver's license.
Okay, to all of our callers on the line, this is your last chance. If you've got a question, get it in now, star 2 to raise your hand. The last chance to get your question in via the voice. So we've got a question here. Looks like it's coming from UConn, looks like Oklahoma. And we're going to go ahead and open up your line. Please make sure your question or comment is short, quick, to the point so we can get as many people in as possible. Thank you. Here you go. You're open. Oh, looks like we lost them. Okay. Well, maybe their question wasn't as short as they thought it would be. Let's jump over to, let's see.
Well, Gary, one thing about the person in Oklahoma. Oklahoma has passed anti-real ID law, and they have a number of state lawmakers there. State Representative Charles Key, Senator Constance Johnson, who's a Democrat. You have State Senator Randy Brogdon, who is running for governor in Oklahoma, who supported anti-real ID legislation. So Oklahoma is one of the states where I testified in person, law did pass, and they are ahead of the curve. And we want to thank the people of Oklahoma because people on the left, people on the right, the ministries all came together to oppose Real ID and now to oppose the PASS Act. And going to your pastors at church is very important because if you can reach one pastor, you have the ability to reach thousands of people. So we encourage people to go to church, to speak with their pastors. We work with Pastor Kevin Clarkson, Pastor Kevin Blair. I'm going to be on Urban Baxter's radio show, Politics and Religion, next Tuesday. So working with pastors is also a very effective way to help get the word out.
Mark, we've got a few minutes left here, and I want to get this next question in. This is coming from Oregon. So, Oregon, please keep your question tight and to the point, and we're going to open your line. Here you go.
Hi. Yes, what is the status of the Real ID in Oregon?
Real ID in Oregon is still alive. Unfortunately for the people of Oregon, who are good people, I've been there, but one of the companies that was one of the two major providers of driver's licenses in the United States, one being Digimarc, was located in Oregon. So they have a huge influence on your state lawmakers. Now, Digimarc has been purchased by L1 Identity Solutions, Digimarc's licensing division. So now you have one company, L1 Identity Solutions, that controls over 90% of the U.S. driver's license market. But that's the status in Oregon. Digimarc is headquartered there, and they have a great deal of influence with your state lawmakers.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Oregon, for your call and question. I got a question here from Robin in San Jose, California. My driver's license is due to expire next year. Can I renew now this early and bypass the Real ID? Should this somehow get implemented?
Yes. What state did you say the person's in?
California, San Jose.
Okay. In California, they are already the resolution of your photograph is compatible with facial recognition. But, yes, it is advantageous for people, if they have an opportunity, to go ahead and renew their driver's licenses now, because that will have an effect on how long they would have before they'd have to get the new compliant licenses. I just renewed my own license, which is now good through 2014.
Okay, Mark, we've only got about 3 minutes left here, and a lot of questions are still coming in saying, what do I do? What can I do? How do I handle the situation? And, folks, you need to contact the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and tell them to not let this thing out of committee. Tell them we oppose it. All the details, the talking points are on StopRealIDCoalition.com. After you've done that, you need to start contacting your local organizations, your national organizations. Tell them to get on board with the opposition to S-1261. After you've contacted your organizations, contact your media and your radio hosts nationwide, local, wherever. Tell them we need to raise awareness for this issue. We need to put up an opposition to this PASS Act S-1261. Mark, what else?
If you're calling these senators, and we hope that everyone is, and you get a busy signal, that's a good thing. That means other people are calling. But it doesn't mean you shouldn't keep calling. Everybody must keep calling till they get through. We have got to tie up their phone lines so they know we are serious about this. And not just today, Saturday, and Sunday, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the way up until this bill is heard. So continue to call. If you have the opportunity to call more than once, call more than once. But make sure you get the word out to everybody you're in contact with so they can call as well.
Okay, Mark, we've got 1 minute and 14 seconds. I'm going to run this out real quick. Everyone on this call, everyone on the line, everybody who is listening, this call is archived in MP3 format at republicmagazine.com/webinar. You need to go there after the call, download the MP3, and start forwarding it to all of your friends and family, okay? Download the MP3 and get it out there. That's republicmagazine.com/webinar, okay? Mark's website is Stop Real ID Coalition. Go there, get all your talking points, all the information you need. The YouTube action alert video is there as well. Forward that to every single person you know. Every single email address in your address book, without discretion, email the videos and the links to them immediately. Mark, 30 seconds.
I just want to tell people, here's an opportunity where we really do have power. We have the ability as individual citizens to impact federal law. We can't let this go. And then a month from now, start talking about other issues and what we should do. We have an opportunity right now, and we need to take advantage of it. So, again, I can't say it enough. Gary has said it. get with people on other talk shows. Get with your pastors. If people have questions, refer them to our website, or they can email me individually at stopreal@aol.com. stopreal@aol.com to email me personally, or go to our website, stoprealidcoalition.com.
All right, Mark, thank you for joining us on this very important emergency action alert. You heard it, folks. Get out there, do the work, spread the word, stop this new PASS Act, S-1261. Mark, thank you for taking time for your busy schedule to join us today.
Thank you, Gary.
Okay.
And thank Restore the Republic.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, folks, you heard that. Get to work right now. Forward, email, blog, tweet, post, update, whatever you have to do, whatever it takes, get the word out now. This is it. This is the red alert. Thank you for joining us on this national emergency conference call, and we will see you on the flip side. Have a great, happy, and joyous Independence Day tomorrow. See you at the Tea Party.
The moderator has left the conference. Thank you. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted. For help with guest options, press star 0. The moderator has not yet joined the conference. Please stand by.